Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. He's the author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, if you're a Christian, you know about communion. It's known by some as the Lord's Supper, an ordinance Jesus instituted on the night of his betrayal. In 1 Corinthians 11, Paul reminds the church what Jesus said about the bread and the cup. He called the bread his body. He called the cup his blood. Now, John, based on that text, what happens during the communion ceremony? Some believe the bread and wine actually become the physical body and blood of Jesus. Can you explain that for us?
The simple answer to that question is that Jesus defined the bread and the cup when he said the following words, "Do this in remembrance of me." They were not eating his body. They were not drinking his blood. They were remembering his body and his blood. That's obvious. In fact, the Apostle Paul further expands on that by telling us in his letter to the Corinthians that the bread and the cup are symbols, symbols of the new covenant in his blood. The bread and the cup remain the bread and the cup. In fact, when the Lord instituted this particular memorial or remembrance, he took bread that was associated with the Passover and wine which was associated with the Passover feast. And those two were only symbols remembering the Passover in the past. And Jesus said, there's a new Passover, there's a new deliverance, there's a new rescue, and I'm going to provide that on the cross, and these will be the symbols by which you will remember what I have done.
All right, thanks, John, and thank you for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you have a question for John, go to MacArthurCommentaries.com.